Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for December 2nd, 2014. This week's news is brought to you by the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science. IMHS is a premier online and distance learning university that offers high-quality doctorate and doctoral PhD metaphysics degrees that will enhance your life and career, even if your career is not in the metaphysics field. For more information on the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org for more details. In cryptid news, a camera in Anaheim Hills got more than it bargained for on Sunday, November 9th. A camera that was used to track coyotes recorded what appears to be a person walking around in a gorilla costume at 1 o'clock in the morning. The large ape appeared to run when a car came near. This is more than likely some sort of hoax, but stay tuned. In 2009 in Tampa, Florida, there was a monkey on the loose for several weeks. Residents nicknamed it Cornelius, and the story became a nationwide sensation. Now, another batch of sightings has baffled the Tampa area once again. The zoo knows it's not theirs, and so far there's not been very many witnesses. Rhesus macaque monkeys are known to live in the Silver Springs area of Florida, which is just east of Ocala. Silver Springs is about 100 miles away as the monkey swings. And in UFO news, as I've talked about the last couple of weeks, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, has launched a Kickstarter campaign to raise money for a new global UFO database and website project. MUFON's goal was to raise $78,000 by December 2nd. Unfortunately, the deadline was tonight, and they finished with less than half of the goal. They did have a donation of about $12,000 sent to them via snail mail and through other donations to add to their $21,000 plus obtained through Kickstarter. I think if they would have announced this well in advance and had a target date set up, it could have generated the initial funds to get others to jump on board to help obtain their goal. It also seems as though a majority of the people who have donated were those within MUFON. Did the general public even have any idea about this? Also, this is not quite the best time of year to start a campaign like this, and I think if they did it in mid-April or maybe even May, they might have had a better chance to generate the donations. We'll see what their plans are, and if they're going to try this once again. And Google is at the center of a conspiracy, imagine that, with a secret project involving UFOs. Google recently lost a balloon in South Africa that has stirred up some controversy. The internet giant is attempting to bring internet access to areas where no such connections exist. These balloons fly in the stratosphere and beam down a signal, which is then picked up by antenna that are attached to a building. The project began flying in 2013, and many of the balloons have crashed or have been seen flying and reported as UFOs. While they look like your typical weather balloon, many people are skeptical as to what the objects are, and others are skeptical that it's just Google helping to bring internet to developing countries. Google started with 30 balloons in 2013, but hopes to have around 180 with a $1 billion program.
$1 million.
And in ghost news, speaking of Google, the company is also reporting that searches for Ouija boards has skyrocketed thanks to the wonderfully written, scripted, and acted movie Ouija. Oh, I'm sorry, Ouija. The movie released in October seems to be fueling sales of the Ouija board and is making it a must-have gift for those interested in the paranormal. I know, I got my Ouija board keychain a few years ago and I couldn't be happier. It's great to use at the airport, in line at the post office, or wherever else you want to get a hold of a dead person. Granted, I know how the boards work, and it sure isn't how it's portrayed on television or in movies. Is anything that has to do with the paranormal that way? And in other news, scientists were certain they discovered the Higgs boson at CERN back in 2012. However, recently the results have come under fire, and some experts feel that the Higgs was not discovered. Now, in the SETI-at-home fashion, Project Higgs is asking for researchers to help in analyzing over 25,000 images of particle collisions that were captured by the Large Hadron Collider. Computers have already scanned all of the images, but they have not been analyzed with the human eye. They are hoping that by having a bunch of volunteers visually scanning the images, they may find more verification for the Higgs particle. Volunteers will view the images and then report how many lines they see, which are created from the point of the particle collision. If you're interested in participating in this project, please visit the Paranormal News Insider Facebook page at facebook.com/ParanewsInsider. Mystery booms and sky noise seem to have disappeared from the headlines of the paranormal blogging and news sites. However, mystery booms were reported on Saturday night, November 29th, from London, England to Glasgow, Scotland. Windows were shaken in multiple locations, and the social media networks were alive and well with panicked fingers. The reports of booms took place between 10 and 10:30 p.m. and were described as sounding like fireworks. However, some of the times seemed to vary from as early as 5 p.m. to as late as 1 a.m. There were many locations in England that were putting off fireworks, and I can say I personally experienced this as well. Well, not in England, but here in Ohio. While at work on Saturday night, I heard mysterious booms. I was able to go outside and determine that they were indeed fireworks being put off by a local municipality. The boom sounded much different in a cloudy and cold sky as compared to the clear and warm nights of a 4th of July. Fireworks displayed this time of the year are usually much more brief than in July and are used to celebrate lighting ceremonies of community Christmas trees. And conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. The only event on my calendar for December is the Paranormal at Sea 2014 on December 7th, 2014, a seven-night cruise aboard the Carnival Conquest sailing from Miami, Florida. And if you don't have your tickets for that, folks, you're probably out of luck. I'm currently looking at adding some events for 2015 on the calendar. And so far I have a few, including my appearance at the Westerville Public Library in Westerville, Ohio, my seventh consecutive year, that's on October 26th next year, and the Erie PA Conference 2015 on May 16th, 2015 in Erie, Pennsylvania, and the 24th Annual Bigfoot Conference on April 18th at Salt Fork State Park in Lower City, Ohio. And again, I'll be trying to add more events to my calendar, and if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, as well as see it on the website, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com or let me know through the Facebook page at, again, facebook.com/paranewsinsider. And as always, for the Paranormal News Insider, this is Brian Parsons reporting.